Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
No Jumper Show is live. What is this, 23?
2015.
Because, you know, I think it's pretty crazy that last week, I'm pretty sure we did episode number 22 and we just didn't even mention it at all.
We kind of just jumped into it.
Just glossing over my number.
Yeah, and I mean, a lot of times we don't like to introduce it at all. And sometimes I've stopped you to try to introduce and you're like, Kim, what are you doing?
You're messing up.
Hit you in the head with a bottle of water or something. Well, Joe Budden like has a struggle to remember what episode it is every time.
And that's me.
That's
kind
of
like
that's part of it though. It's like what is this episode number?
12.
308. Okay, 308.
Well, Nick, that's funny because they're on episode 308 this week. Why do I know that?
Once you're just watching it. Once you're doing 308, then that's like a fucking lot of numbers at that point.
Well, I mean, 23 is cool. Michael Jordan.
That's
the Jordan year.
You've been able to drink for 2 years. You've got a couple of DUIs under your belt. You're 23. I don't know.
A couple of DUIs.
Why does every week count as a year? No, but I mean, I think 23 is solid. I'm looking forward to like 52. I'm looking to the halfway to a year mark just because, you know, it's fun to have like the
memories.
Surprised
we got past like 10.
No, me too. Yeah, for sure.
We did like 20 by ourselves, though.
If you include that, it's close to a year.
Aww. Facts. When do we start this? Like February, March, or some shit?
I don't remember.
23 or so weeks ago. I think we've been very consistent. We will be consistent next week as well because we're going to pre-record an episode. I'm sorry to the people out there that might not like that idea.
Why did you tell them we're supposed to change clothes?
Yeah. No, we're going to change clothes for sure. How's my mind just not have a shirt on?
I need to show off my new tats. I'm blasted.
Did you really get a bunch of tats?
I'm blasted. I got a whole sleeve.
I love it when there's like a young rapper and he does that. Like one day has no tats and all of a sudden
you see him next week. They just have fucking their whole body.
That's so funny.
Speaking of when you were pointing out how every time he sees someone, he likes to compliment them on their clothes.
Yeah, that's
his right. New thing with dudes is, oh, dude, you're blasted.
I never told a nigga that. Ever
you
in
told
life.
Josh that last week. You were like, Josh, bro, you look blasted.
Because you know why?
Because he has that octopus. Or whatever. You
Josh
just didn't
is a nigga
it, right?
that I see all the time who don't look like he got no tattoos, and then I just seen him one day with a short sleeve shirt on, and I'm like, oh, this nigga low key blasted. Like,
does it ever fuck you up when you got a homie who's like dark skinned and like he got mad tats, but you don't notice unless you see him in the right light? That's
you're
how I am with Dub, dude.
You're
you even you got shit on the side of your face. You can't even see it as soon as you got like
that's
a beard.
He has that's why. Facial
yeah,
hair.
2 weeks worth of beard hair. But yo, Dub, you just don't see Dub's face tats until then. You just do. He's under a bright light, and you're like, wow, you have a fuckless face tattoo.
It's all face tattoo. Yeah.
You never notice them. Isn't that weird?
It's weird to you because you don't have the eye trained to look at black people. That's why.
He just Listen, sees a trying, black person just sees skin.
Is this like...
I see beauty, Kim.
Oh, there we go.
Honor.
What's up? How was you guys' weekend? I was with you for a majority. Not majority, but...
Weekend was awesome. I played an EDM show. A lot of womp, 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 womp.
It was actually kind of lit.
It was really lit.
You went?
I went with her. It was lit.
He did two songs.
Just to tag along?
No, I did a couple songs.
You are the OGZ to her Kenny Beats.
Exactly.
Remember we
exactly.
talked about this? And I was like, it's crazy that OGZ just pulled up just to do one song and then Kenny Beats set. That's you, though, with her.
And then we all popped Molly and then we were chilling.
Did you pop Molly?
No. He was doing ketamine.
No, I was talking about...
Ketamine.
I was talking about with the other people you just mentioned.
Oh, OGZ? Yeah, he's definitely probably off of Molly right
and
now.
And I thought, isn't OGZ a raver now? Or wants to be?
I mean, I think
he was always into
he's like an aspiring raver. No, he's definitely a dude that if he like somehow transitioned into the EDM scene, he would be pretty stoked on it, I think. I don't think he would mind leaving the streets behind. He's seen too much.
So now he's full EDM wave.
Could you see
I mean,
it?
Honestly...
I can't imagine OGZ just life. Going to like a... rave with like neon, like I don't know.
But I think that he's with the rave activities, bro.
He likes that.
100%. They just LA party niggas. Like,
what if OGZ finds himself through being a successful rapper / celebrity, and he figures out that he doesn't want to be in the streets. He doesn't want to be a hustler. He likes the EDM scene, and he just transitions
into
it.
Waka Flocka did for a little bit.
Yeah, exactly.
He was like, I'd rather perform at these like. Safe ass like white kids rolling and shit instead of like places where you don't know if someone's gonna shoot you.
When I went with her the other day, that's how I felt. Like the way they even like actually,
they're so nice and happy.
They were no like the people at the show were nice. But the people at the venue were just white and very uptight, and they were like, made a comment about me stealing the fucking Google
Home. They
didn't
make a comment about you specifically.
Wait, you stole
about us
a computer?
No, like the Google, like, hey, Google, like the little thing, like the...
Like a Google speaker
It's like a
thing.
Siri thing, but it's like a Google. It was like,
when
oh,
you
yeah.
say, hey, Google, they don't have like a girl name for it?
No.
Hey,
no.
Googetta. No? Okay.
Googly.
Nah, but
you
it was
stole
just,
Googly-o.
I didn't steal anything, but they were just being weird. And, but
she,
you had a really nice dressing room. You yeah. had fucking
food,
snacks.
Catering.
It was fire.
Order restaurant
it made me,
food.
It made me want to like transition over to...
They want, have, he like, really wants to be my OGZ.
The way like you show up backstage at a restaurant, they have bottles of Henny. Is there like a Molly testing kit? Like a pill?
It should be.
That would be cool.
There's a ketamine
dispenser. Just dumps it out of your hand.
No,
it's no. like you, where you put your thing in the hand sanitizer comes out. It's just ketamine
like
comes
ketamine
out.
I don't mind being pills. At like you know EDM type festivals, but I also just end up feeling like wow, everybody is on a, such a different level than me. I'm so not ready for that.
That's
energy.
How you got to get on that level.
I don't want to take ecstasy.
You don't have to take ecstasy though. I had, I was completely sober. And I was just having fun.
Yeah,
because like some of it's just I mean.
Yeah, we
all
we,
of it is like feel goody type music, you know what I mean? You're just kind of like jumping up and like acting stupid.
Anytime I don't go out when I think about going out, and then I end up looking at somebody's Instagram story at like midnight and they're just in a club and it's just and it's like midnight and I'm laying on my couch and I'm just like, wow, I'm so glad that yeah, I haven't
no,
put
I
myself
that.
Into a situation where I have to listen to.
It was a lot of that.
Low-key, it was kind of fun, though. I'm not
I had
lie.
A lot of fun.
No,
it was
yeah,
really
I respect
fun.
It. I just think you have to build up to that all week. Don't you have to, like, have a bad time all week? Or, like, feel
I didn't do anything
Feel
all
no
week.
Emotions all week so you can really enjoy yourself come Saturday, right?
No.
No?
I
like
had a pretty normal last
week
and then led up to that and had a lot of fun. I did have to recover the next day because I was just so fucking tired.
You didn't
tired.
Have to?
I had to recover the next day.
We didn't even drink or
That's
anything.
That's what I'm saying. I was completely sober the whole time. I don't know what.
We had a bottle and nobody drank it.
I don't even have to drink when I go to a festival for it to hurt the next day. Just the standing up for 10
yeah,
hours.
Walking
exactly.
around for a mat,
yeah.
yeah.
My Rolling Loud experience of standing around doing that live stream was...
It's brutal.
It's so weird to go to a festival at 2 p.m. and then have to stay there
stay
till
so
1 in the
long.
Morning. It's so different than how any normal
no,
person
nigga.
Would want
to no,
take
nigga,
that
it's
in.
So... It sucks to go there at 10 a.m. or 11, whatever, what time
Do you
we
even
had
get
to
a soundtrack?
There.
To play yeah. at 1:30?
Play at 1:30.
But why at 10?
Like 11 a.m. I don't know.
Because you
have to go before doors open.
Yeah. You have to be there before. The doors open at 12.
But that's good. That's important because you're showing the promoters that you are down for the cause.
Promoters
and that
don't
you're
give
down.
A fuck if you're there for soundcheck.
Yes,
it's
they
more,
do.
You think?
Of course they do.
When you're
I don't
first
think, I don't
artist.
I don't think that they're like checking out, okay, House One came to play. I think it's more,
think it's
that's more for you than it is for them.
No, I think it was like a good impression that you could, you get there early and like you, you know, not be late and like.
I think especially when you're like at the bottom of the bill, that yeah. it's like you really want to like
you
just show
work,
them
yeah.
like, yo, I'm down. Like, okay, I've seen Rolling Loud say that, and I hate to pick on Lil Xan for another episode, but Lil Xan, like he, I'm pretty sure ghosted on Rolling Loud, like when he was supposed to perform or something.
He
didn't
even
that's not
go.
Good.
I think he didn't show up, and because I seen Rolling Loud one time say
up?
They would never book Lil Xan again, and I'm pretty sure it was because Lil Xan like didn't. Come through with it. And I remember hearing Lil Xan have that conversation with his management because he was supposed to go do like a free show in Texas for Rap Genius or some shit. Or
yeah.
Genius
he went
now,
to go
I guess.
Do that.
He just didn't go. And like I remember his manager telling him, like, you need to stay on good terms with these different fucking 100%. Platforms, you know?
Yeah.
And like if you just skip out on it, it's bad news.
I'll skip out on a Not random good. Warehouse show that I just don't feel like going to, and some dude pay me like fucking $100 or $200 or some shit, and I'll just send them their money back.
Yeah,
just not go,
or just
yeah.
keep it and make a new cash out.
Just keep it and just like, fuck them.
So
man.
You just went to her show on Saturday?
On Friday.
It was Friday.
Yeah.
And then what did you
we
Saturday?
We were there so fucking
I just,
long.
Honestly, I've been in the studio mixing and mastering my project about to come out.
Really?
I'm working on it, yeah.
I'm That's excited for that.
Yeah, I need the Xan Man feature, man. So Xan Man, I'm sending you that open. He told me to send him an open. I'm actually about to send it now. He told me
wow.
like a couple weeks ago.
That's interesting because Xan Man actually made a song called Under the Plug.
He did?
Yes.
Remember Lil B said something about Lena the Plug?
And he called her Lena.
He said,
Lena.
That podcast, Adam22, I'm Lena the Plug.
You know,
the song is like,
drugs.
I'm selling these drugs.
No,
it's so...
I sell crack.
That song is actually.
I'm selling crack.
Wait. What's the Zan-Man song though? I haven't heard this one.
It's unreleased. He sent it to me, but it's like, you know how Zan-Man songs are, where it's just like he's just like. I sent it to Lena, and she was so confused about what he was actually saying about her and stuff.
Really funny.
It was cool. I don't know. It's not mastered, so it's kind of hard to tell exactly what it's supposed to sound like. Well,
Zan-Man, send me that Lena the Plug unreleased freestyle.
I would play it.
Like, you would get on it
if there was a chorus that was clearly. Him talking about her, I would play it, but I feel like I would have to play the whole song right
now. Is the whole song called Lena the Plug?
The song is called that, but I think he only says her name once. I think he says my name as well.
That's kind of fire.
Did you see the guy ATM Crown who has a song with what's his name, Gasher Kwan, and he says I almost fucked a bitch because I look like I'm 22, and he takes his hat off and he kind of does look like me.
I think I sent that to you actually.
Oh really?
I don't know. Maybe I did.
He's cool. Shout out to him.
I'm still waiting on that nigga now to drop my interview. Nigga's broke as hell going to a McDonald's job interview.
Wow. I was just watching The Breakfast Club, watching an interview.
I almost fucked a bitch because she thought I was Adam 22.
When is this shit going to get old to us, though? Like this,
I'm wondering the same thing.
Do you think?
Never.
Is Dynamic Duo 2 not as funny as Dynamic Duo
1? I think it's really fucking funny.
It's way funnier.
I think Dynamic Duo 2 is funny as fuck, too. But you know what the problem is? Is that then I'll see Kesha Kwan doing a feature with some random-ass dude.
And I like it.
And he's doing a verse where they bounce back and forth on the track. It's kind of like you might be giving the sauce to too many people. Like when somebody comes out with a flow that's very easy to replicate, you're very at risk for somebody else seizing or making your flow.
But niggas are
going to
do that regardless. Like I've seen like so many copycat versions of that so much already. Yeah.
The DMV flow is like something that we saw copied so many times to the point where now it doesn't really like hit the same way because you heard so many people sort of rap like that. That TJ flow, like there's some, I forget his name, but there's somebody on live stream who donated a song and he has like his own style, but he had like a TJX6 style song. And it what's his name? Fucking Bambino or, I forget his name. But anyway, he raps almost just like that. It's not quite as funny. It's like technically too good. It's too like close to like real rapping. But, you know, it kind of makes me wonder, like, when am I going to stop thinking that's funny? Have other people already stopped thinking that it's funny?
I think it's at the prime of it being funny right now. And like, just, I don't know. Nobody can do it as good as them. So any copycat that I hear is like.
They just do it the funniest.
To me, Kasher and TJ is such a good duo. They play off each other well.
Niggas be sleeping on 10K Kev, too. 10K Kev is fire as well.
Do you think that TJ will ever make a song bigger than Dark Web?
Bigger, like, streaming-wise or what?
I mean, views-wise, numbers-wise, like, more of an impact?
Yeah, because
I think he can.
I feel like his whole album was, like...
I like his project.
Better than that song.
I don't know why, but I asked 10K Kev for a feature.
For you?
No.
Just
cause
a feature like you're gonna put him on a song with another person that he doesn't know who it is, or on a song with you.
Probably not with me.
You're gonna DJ Khaled it. You should DJ Khaled.
Maybe DJ Khaled. I don't know, but shout out to 10K Kev.
This is what you do. You find the beat, like you get the producer.
What if I turn it into bum 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 bum?
What you mean?
What's that?
EDM song.
How mad would you be? No, that is such a good point, though. How mad would you be if somebody, you know, break you off your regular ass fee for a feature? You hop on the beat, you do it, but then when it comes out, the beat has been completely EDMified, and it just turns out that he just put you on this monstrosity, this terrible song that you would never want.
But what if it fucking streams really well, and then you get to perform at the festivals?
Well, spoiler, that's not going to happen. But if it did happen,
spoiler alert, Flostradamus, I don't know if you know them. One of their biggest songs is with Casino.
I think I have like, opened the DM with him.
Yeah.
Casino from Free Bang?
Yes.
Wow.
That's crazy, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Or like,
he's on the Young Scooter album, and he says, I got too many chains. I got too many chains.
I remember listening
to the Scooter album, and House Phone was like, wow, it's so cool that every song title, you can just predict what the chorus is going to be because it's just Young Scooter saying the song title twice.
I didn't realize that until that night, bro. I was like, damn, you could literally just like...
His album was really good when we were listening to
it. The song is called like, Please Don't Touch My Chain in the chorus. Please don't touch my chain. Please don't touch my chain. Every song can just be that.
Let's just start doing that now. That's the new TJ Kasher Kwan flow.
He's been doing it for a while.
Say something.
Young Scooter is like basically like a scammer. He's like a drug dealer rapper because it's like in his mind, every time he makes a song and it's so easy, it's like he's just selling a brick. He pretty much says that's that right. in his songs. Like each song doesn't need to be like every time you have a brick of cocaine, it doesn't need to be anything good or new. It's cocaine. It's gonna get you fucked up. It's not like music's so different, you know?
You just sell it, just throw it out there.
You don't know? You wish that like our favorite rapper could just like go rap on 10 beats and that every single time it would just be like equal value to the previous one? Because like, that's how cocaine is. It's not like cocaine's going to be worth less going forward.
I feel like for the most part, once you start rapping for such a long time, you do get to that point where you can fucking rap on 20 beats and just every song would be the kind of okay, at least.
That is the problem, is that when you see a new Jadakiss album, the thing that makes you not really want to click on it, even though Jadakiss is one of the best rappers of all time, is that you've just heard so many Jadakiss verses that it's kind of like, what else is he going to do different this time that's going to really... And I will listen to a Jadakiss album. I'm just assuming.
But that's how I feel about listening to a lot of shit, unless it's some nigga that I just found out about last week ago.
Yeah, I feel like our ears are so...
They're tainted, man.
Yeah, they're tainted, and like, I hate to call us like hipsters or whatever, but even like... When you find the new thing, then we're on that for, like, what, a month or two? And then it's old news
to us. Even the best rappers, like that's the whole thing, the whole punishing pressure of putting out an album is that if Kendrick has all these great albums, but if Kendrick puts out an album that's basically just him rapping pretty much the same as he rapped on all those other albums, and there has to be some level of progression, something has to change, especially when you're in his position where you're just considered to be one of the best, that it's like people judge you by how you're able to shift and impact the culture. That's why I think, like, Kanye, if he were to be real with himself, would have to say, like, well, I put out this fucking church album, and it doesn't seem like the world is getting more into church. So maybe my plan didn't work.
So curious what he's going to do next.
I know. Like, you went from Pornhub Awards.
Literally, in to, 1 year, right?
Yeah, that's kind of fire, though. That just shows you how life is and how you could fucking switch it up in a year, man. You know?
Ain't that the truth.
You know?
But I don't buy it. When's he going to become bad again?
What if you just go totally PG, like kids channel, like wife, like, you know, kids and family channel?
What if you put out a Christian album?
What if you like, what if you start getting your tattoos? What if next year you start getting your tattoos removed, started a Christian podcast, you fucking did a family YouTube channel?
That's what he's already starting. And what you're going to do first is you're going to turn that upside down cross and you're going to extend it.
Make it a little bigger.
Exactly, and make it a cross.
Look at a regular
cross. I don't think if I started saying I believed in Jesus, I don't think anyone would buy it. I don't think anybody would really believe that I was able to actually believe that.
I think that's how you feel.
I'm just trying to imagine what it would be like if I came on this podcast. Hey, guys, I've been thinking about it a lot, and I decided that Jesus is the Son of God.
Jesus is the way.
Yeah, and that whole Kanye album, I'm really fucking with it now. And there are a couple of songs I really do like a lot.
The album was Follow God.
The album was kind of fire. I'm going to come clean.
The Clip song.
Yeah, that shit was hard, actually.
They give you Wraith talk. I give you Faith talk.
Nigga. You got to say nigga afterwards.
I can't stand the fucking Chick-fil-A song. Was a joke, right?
Closed on Sundays, you're my Chick-fil-A. I'm still trying to figure out why anybody even noticed that line, why it stands out so much, why he emphasizes
it's so stupid.
It's too dumb. It's way dumber than the thing about getting bleach on your T-shirt while eating ass or whatever.
That was an amazing
line. That was
fire,
though. That's weird.
Right.
But
see, it's just like, have we become raunchy as a society to where we don't want to hear wholesome lyrics about you being closed on Sunday?
It just sounds too like Sesame Street.
Like her vagina's closed on Sunday? Is that what he meant?
Like, you don't want your wife to have sex with you on Sunday? Why? What is it about Sunday that makes that different?
What do you mean? Because it's the Lord's Day. Duh.
I think that the Lord would want me to have sex with my wife on...
The Lord's Day?
On all days.
No.
What if she's ovulating on Sunday?
Sunday is the day you're supposed to praise the Lord. And
I'm really just not
gonna
do that.
In the Bible, you're like not supposed to do anything.
You're not supposed to work.
You're not supposed to do shit.
I like Kanye, but that's the fucking dope thing about Kanye is that normally when artists in modern day times say like, "Oh, I'm a Christian," it's like J. Cole says he's Christian, but J. Cole doesn't like dig into any like weird biblical stuff that you like wouldn't want to do. It's just like positive, nice, good vibes, everything. When Kanye now is like embracing weird religious things, like the Joel Osteen thing, like he's embracing like people that like nobody in their right mind would want anything to do with.
There's a difference between a Christian and being a rapper and being a Christian rapper, which is what Kanye's trying to do.
Do you think that he will fall into that category where nobody listens to him besides Christians?
That'd be fire.
I mean, I think he's at the point where he doesn't give a fuck and he's just trying to do what he feels he wants to do.
At this point, no matter what he does,
he's gonna still make his clothes and do his Wisconsin or wherever the fuck he got his.
Wyoming.
Same fucking
shit.
You
weren't there. You weren't there with me and Kanye.
Shut the fuck up.
All right. I wish I was there. That would have been crazy.
Can we talk? Can I just? I want to throw out something that I've been thinking about. Do you think everybody is? It feels like Lizzo gets so much shit.
Oh man.
And I did not want to talk about this.
Why?
Because I'm like, I just womanhood and. I don't know what exactly you're gonna touch on either the Staples Center shit or like
general. I'm not like taking a hard stance on Lizzo one way or the other. I think she seems cool, she's entertaining, the music's good, etc. It just feels like people, like, she is such a target of negative attention online on Twitter to the point that I'm almost kind of amazed because you know, like, people are saying that, like, there's a big conversation being had, like, comparing her and DJ Khaled today on Twitter because it's, like, all the negative shit that people say about Lizzo being fat and shit, nobody ever has that shit to say about people like, you know, fucking Big Pun or DJ Khaled or whatever. Like, why is it so impossible for people to discuss her without bringing up her weight?
Because of fucking double standards and men sexualizing women. It's okay for men to be fat and ugly, but it's not okay for women to be remotely, like, not attractive at all, especially when you're in the limelight.
Well, she's not even that she's not attractive. She's just big. Like,
I mean, attractive just, in
in Western standards.
Exactly. The stupid of, like, you know, you have to have an hourglass figure and this look like that and makeup and...
I think, honestly, shout out to her, because I feel like she's confident as fuck. Like, to me, from my perspective, I feel like she don't give a fuck.
And I think that she really does not give a fuck.
But
she does. She just wants to make her fans happy, and I think that's what she's doing, and fuck everyone else.
But it feels like the meme with Lizzo is, like, Lizzo is annoying. As in, like, oh, Lizzo goes to the fucking McDonald's and, like, shakes her ass. And, like,
that was
her
extra,
ass
though.
But I thought the Staples Center thing was a little bit extra.
You think it's too much?
Because you saw the one at the McDonald's?
I saw the worst, the camera.
That was extra.
I mean, it is interesting because how would people perceive Lizzo if Lizzo was coming through and she was in great shape? Like, do you think that her doing that at... Would anyone have even fucking noticed a hot chick shaking her ass on the side of the fucking Lakers game?
I guess maybe.
Well, because the problem is, did you know what she was wearing? It was like a t-shirt with like a thing cut out. I think if anyone any size wore that, they wouldn't be okay with it.
Also, imagine you're like at work working a fucking 9-hour shift, you know, making fries, whatever. You turn over and this bitch is twerking with her ass out
on
the fucking...
I think it's
kind
of funny.
But do you think if Britannia 187 or one of these Instagram hotties pulled up and
did that's annoying.
I think it'd be fucked up too. Yeah.
Those bitches be like in the fucking grocery store with their asses out for videos and shit. Like, bitch, there's kids right here.
Yeah,
put your fucking
I've seen people do weird shit like that, like in grocery stores or in public parks and stuff like that. And I've seen them get killed on Twitter
too. I think that's an interesting thing. That it's not just about Lizzo. It's like in general the whole like public nudity, doing gross things in public thing that used to sort of be like okay on the internet and stuff.
It depends.
Was
it's
it okay
really,
on the internet? Though?
I think so. But now, like, if you see a girl, like I saw a picture of this girl I know fucking peeing in the middle of the street. It's like
ew.
A hot like model type photo of this porn star girl peeing in the street.
Okay, that's kind
of
fire.
The first thing my mind goes to
is
like you're in the fucking city. Like little kids are gonna see you doing that shit.
She
that's
was
weird.
Peeing like.
Drop down, like, thong, pulled to the side, taking a piss in a squat, full makeup, hot
that,
outfit.
Oh, that was, like, a photo shoot?
Yeah.
That's weird.
Because, you know, people,
like,
people
some,
do
like,
that.
Pretty
like,
puke type shit.
When I first met Lena, she had photos of her posing naked out in public because some photographer, like, just went out with her and, like, she popped out of the car, boom, he takes a photo or whatever. When I think about that now...
Yeah, but that
seems kind of fucked up.
But that's probably on like some side street at like midnight where people are not out. Like,
probably
it's a different.
But then the Lizzo thing where it's like obviously you're in a fucking restaurant. There probably are little kids there. There's old people
or you're
there.
Or you at the Staples Center, like
you know. It's like, but then at the same time, it's like, are we treating Lizzo differently? Because I agree with you. I think that if it was some hot Instagram babe going in there and doing it, that people would be like pretty similarly. Pissed off. They might also be saying like, oh, she looks good.
Yeah, but you shouldn't be doing that.
I just want to know if people are going too hard on Lizzo because of the fact that they're not attracted to her and if they would treat her differently if she looked like fucking Cyndi Lauper.
But it's funny because a lot of these niggas that be saying it'd be funny because a lot of the niggas that be like saying the most shit about her, you click on their Abby's, is some old fat sloppy ass nigga that nobody would even look at anyway.
Stupid ass people on the internet. Anytime you click on anyone that says anything dumb as fuck, I mean, this is like, you know, repeated so many times, yeah, where it's like, you know,
but that's what makes me really not give a fuck.
They have 12 fucking followers, private Instagram.
Whenever you look at someone that really is trying to hurt you the most and say the craziest shit, and you look at their profile and they're just some, or like they either don't have a picture at all,
yeah,
or it's just some fucking, you know, like Aaron Carter said, those are the trolls.
Academics told me
they live under the bridge.
Academics told me a couple of years ago, he said, you're not really famous until other famous people hate you.
Mm. Other famous people, or you said all the famous people?
No, other famous. Like, other. At least some other famous people have publicly shit on you. Because getting hate from random-ass troll accounts with 1,000 followers, it's like, whatever. That's one level of, like, you got to toughen up to that over the years. But then, like, once you really start getting people who are well-known who want you dead, that'll make your skin a little tougher.
That's facts. Because then their people that love them will...
Yeah, yeah. If you can read a tweet that's like shitting on you and it has like thousands of likes,
I know,
and you can't even you can't even look through
it. That would be so sad.
The website will not allow you to look through it, but also you just know that I can't even begin to look through it. That's a weird feeling.
Yeah.
Yeah.
At this point, I'm unbelievably used to it.
I was gonna say.
Nah, it still bothers me. It still bothers me when people just be like lying or like doing weird shit. I honestly want to talk about this story so much, but I do not want to give this girl the fucking satisfaction of even letting her possibly know that I would even be thinking about this still. So I'll tell you guys after. But
I think I know what you're talking about.
Just some weird shit happened, and I just like was like, "What, bitch?" Like. And it had like, I don't know, a couple hundred likes, maybe like almost 1,000 or some shit. But I was just like, I just blocked it. Didn't even care. You know?
I have no idea what you're talking about, but I support you. After. Yeah, tell me later. Let's table this. I want to make sure we discuss this later.
I'm at the point where I'd like to curate my internet experience. I only want to see positivity. So if anyone says anything remotely mean about me, I just fucking block immediately.
That's facts.
I try to like do the thing where I like I'm mean to them back, but I'm like, oh, I don't have the energy to expel.
Sometimes it's fun though. Sometimes if I'm really not doing anything.
But I mean, you're also very fucking funny and like can troll someone back.
Cause I'll just start going real like.
No, the worst thing I remember is when someone had like RIP my dog or something like that, and you're like, "This is why your fucking dog died" or some shit. I was like, "Oh my god!" Or like their aunt or grandma
niggas
or something. Because
niggas be coming at you saying some wild shit.
I agree.
And I click on your shit, and the first thing I see is like RIP dad, and the thing, come on. I'm like,
how are you talking shit with a dead dad? Is that what you're saying? Like, what's your
or
dad?
Or not just like, you know, just like. I'm like, you know, fucking Grandma Dorothy is not going to be too happy about
that. Yeah, if you're just giving people too much shit to work with, that's the problem is once the world really knows too much shit about you, then you can't really talk that reckless because it's like, oh. Like, if you get beat up. Then anytime that, like, you know that Nazi dude Richard Spencer? It's funny because anytime you see anything he says, if you look at
the
responses,
the one that got knocked out?
No matter what anybody says to him, it's just like,
that's amazing.
Remember this time you got knocked out?
That's kind of funny.
It is funny. Look at the responses to his tweets. Yeah. I mean, you know, you're a Nazi. It's like you're kind of. If you're a Nazi and you're not running around with security, what the fuck are you doing? You got to have somebody with you, right?
Or at least have the stick on you or something.
Nazis should have they don't have their own security team.
But could you imagine how crazier that would be if fucking Richard Spencer had pulled out a gun and shot that guy right after he got punched? He'd probably shoot the wrong guy.
No,
he's like concussed.
I just saw a video on Twitter of these like Hispanic dudes jumping like a security guard like in front of a fucking grocery store, and they're like beating him up, and then like as soon as he gets up off the ground, he just like cocks the gun back and shoots one of them, and the
Jesus
other one
Christ.
Runs away. He like aims at him, but I don't think he could get the shot off. He just let him. Yeah.
Holy fuck.
No. Can I talk about my favorite video of the 2010s?
Yes.
Pop Smoke.
Oh, beating that guy upside the liquor store?
Oh, my God. Did you see the whole video, though?
I don't know. Right.
So there's a video of him 7 years ago when he was, like, 13, right? He was wearing all navy blue with the blue beads, and this nigga in a red hoodie is, like, punking him, like, slapping him around. He's slapping the fuck out of him, like, took the beads off his neck, like, all this shit. Like, slapped him up, slapped his hat off, right? So that was the dude that he saw at the 7-Eleven. He was, like, he just slapped the fuck out of him. He was, like, remember me?
7 years later.
7 years later.
I wonder who put together this narrative, like, who actually knew enough to establish that this is actually how it went down.
The first video was, like, from Worldstar where he got smacked as a kid. He was a kid though. He was like
on Worldstar back in the day.
I don't know if it was all from the same thing, but it just said Worldstar.
Wow, that's so fucked up to think that sometimes when you're watching a video on Worldstar of somebody getting beat up, it's just like a 13-year-old kid.
I don't know if that's necessarily the pretense all the time,
but okay. Pop Smoke apparently
he didn't get beat up by the way.
Pop Smoke is not scared of throwing throwing the fucking fade with somebody because I'm going to leave out every single detail in this. But basically, a friend of mine was in an elevator at a building of a certain business. And he's like going down from the like in the elevator. And he sees Pop Smoke get in. He's like, oh shit, Pop Smoke, what's happening? Blah, blah, blah. And then fucking like it stops at a floor. It looks in. You see somebody that apparently Pop Smoke didn't want to see. And he literally, it went down right there.
Whoa.
And my friend just happened to be in the fucking elevator size. And when I saw Pop Smoke, I'm like, hey, my friend told me that. And he was just like, kind of like, eh. Yeah. He's like, yeah, I get it.
Is this part of the interview?
No, it wasn't okay, on camera. He didn't talk a lot on the interview.
That is 10 out of 10 content right there. That was like just like a real like moral, like a, you know, you kind of like karma comes back around and karma served cold to you type thing. Not the thing you're talking about.
Speaking of New York rappers, I really like the Fivio.
That shit was fire.
Fivio Foreign.
Fivio?
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 Is that the one?
Fivio.
Is the one featuring Rich the Kid?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like that song a lot.
I like that guy a lot.
That's a whole wave. I feel like the fucking Brooklyn drill wave, which if you've really been paying attention, has been bubbling up for a few years now. It's really taken off this year with him in particular. Because he has that sound. It's like dark enough that it's like if drill gets dark enough, it starts to sound like UK drill.
Yeah. Apparently that's the beats that they use, like grime music.
They're like, that's really interesting.
Grime beats.
They're actually getting beats from like UK producers.
I mean, Black Dave said that they go on YouTube and search like UK drill type beat or whatever.
Well, that's like the one white kid that I love. he raps like that. He's like a Brooklyn drill nigga.
Oh my God. Is that the one that looks like Cole Bennett?
What's it? Hey, Blasio.
Oh, the
name?
Dude on Worldstar?
Yeah. What's his name?
He went on tour with Comethazine, your best friend.
What? He went on tour with Comethazine?
Yeah, is his name Max?
I have not talked to Comethazine. I said he was a dickhead in a video one time, and then he hit me up all mad, and I didn't call him back.
Well, you also called him a dickhead, like, on camera, like, many times.
I mean, he's kind of a dick. I mean, a lot of people who have dealt with him would probably, like, back that up. He's just kind of, like, his attitude is weird.
Yeah.
He needs to be nicer. That's my honest opinion. I almost co-managed Comethazine.
I remember that. You were fucking posting him, like, every day.
Yeah,
like,
that was your fucking butt,
like,
buddy.
Who's gonna get to 100K first or whatever? I'm like, what the fuck is this, bro?
I was really, really into him.
I like his music.
I watched some freestyle he dropped the other day. That was like,
yeah, that's cool.
It was, but
wow. If Comethazine got pop right now, you think that? What do you think that reaction would be like?
Oh my God.
Is this weird to talk about?
Yes.
All right, my bad. Next. I take it back. Don't answer that. No, but I mean, I think
I don't even know.
I'm gonna be honest. I've seen so many people die over the past couple of years that I end up thinking a lot about what it would be like
if
blank person died.
I think about myself more than anybody else. I'm like, damn, what would be the reaction if I died?
Stop.
You know, that's what I'd be thinking.
Right.
What do you think? What do you think with you? What do you think would be general consensus?
It would just be like mixed emotions. Yeah. Like it would just be like so many people hyped as fuck I was dead, and so many people mad as fuck.
And that like, oh my God,
people were hyped. It'd be like when X died, but probably less. He was much more popular than me.
I think all the cam girls stands with fucking.
You want them to have like a fucking riot on Melrose?
Well, that would be nice. Yeah. Sure. Listen, when I die.
Everybody riot.
The people on nobody on Melrose is going to invite you to there because we almost got these huge fines. But yeah. I will be dead.
I'm so crazy.
I am commanding you. Go to Melrose and just kind of hang out. Play Kendama.
When I watch Tyler the Creator with Kara Frost.
I'm hurt.
That nigga said, when I die, don't put no posthumous album out. Don't release my clothes. Don't do nothing.
He was like, don't put me on any fucking songs with anyone I hate.
He better get that in writing now, because if you just die, I'm pretty sure you have no.
Well, I mean, I feel like that video right there was good enough to just be like, if anybody tried to do anything after him.
I mean, most of the time, I guess.
Unless it's like Pharrell or something.
The Juice WRLD thing's going to be insane because Juice WRLD's got 5 billion fucking songs, dude.
Literally. How many features do you think he got, though, like just sitting around or like? You
know? I don't know, but I mean, I probably have 10 songs on my computer that Juice WRLD never put out, so I know that there's about fucking 5,000 more where that came from.
Facts.
Yeah.
When do you think they're going to start rolling that out?
I know. My friend that works at Interscope, I was asking them. He was like, I have no idea, but he did tell me that they confirmed have like fucking a shit ton of songs.
I mean, with Peep, what, they probably waited like a year? Or no.
Hell no.
They put out like a song, like a couple songs here and there. But
yeah,
like,
I feel like they put out a song like the next week after that nigga died.
Nah, they waited a while.
I know. I'm just fucking
I know this is kind of old news, but I finally watched Everybody's Everything last night.
What did you think?
Very long, but very good.
Yeah.
Was it long? I was in the theater drunk watching this, so I don't really remember how.
I did watch it starting at like 3 a.m. and at like 6, so I was just so tired.
It did not end at 6. You must have been watching it at like 3
hours.
I thought it was 3 hours.
I'm pretty sure it was 2 hours.
Maybe like 2 hours.
I don't know. I was just really tired, so it felt really long.
You probably started watching it at like 3:45, close to 4.
I've been more concerned with watching the fallout of like people tweeting about being mad that they weren't in it more. This person was in it saying this, and this person
who was saying that.
I mean, this is just a lot, so I'm not even going to mention any of it. But not my business.
They kept subliminally dissing some people. I feel like we never talked about that. Are you kidding?
Can we just like? Okay. Can we just be unhinged? Let's go. Fuck it. Who cares?
I mean, every time once
because I saw the movie.
Once they like, you know, all the happy time. There was very like clear cut like chapters of the story, and during like the happy times and when they're talking about how everything was going good, Tracy and Buku and all them were not in it. And once they started going into like and the downfall and the people that started using it, and then every time they'd be like, yeah, and he was just too nice and let people live at his house and take advantage of him, then it'd be like a B-roll cut of like literally Tracy in the back or something like that, or like and then zoomed in.
Tracy was definitely the main person. I saw I was not happy about how he was portrayed in it.
I think that
the focus of the whole movie was like on Peep instead of like, I don't think it was really supposed to be about like the whole GBC saga and like the whole like all that. Like it wasn't meant to portray everyone. It was meant to portray him.
But yeah, I think it was like a celebration of, you know, his life and what he accomplished. But in it, I mean, in his story is so many
moving
parts.
I thought I was gonna see myself in it plenty of times.
What,
I was like,
doing coke in the back?
Probably. Yeah.
There are so many shots of people doing coke. But
I mean, the crazy thing about it to me is that like when somebody passes and they're sort of like in transition between groups, friend groups, they're sort of like their life is changing rapidly. Yeah. Then it's like I just don't think it's fair. Like, okay, we've seen the argument play out between like Fat Nick and GBC, and Fat Nick say Peep was in the middle of leaving GBC. All right, fine. Maybe that's true, but the fucking thing is that he's dead. We don't know how that played out, and it just seems so wrong and unfair to like to do that because, okay, if we want to be real about it, X and Ski weren't cool when X died.
Yeah.
And Ski now is kind of like the main representative of X's entire career, and every time he plays a show, he plays X's songs. And before X died, Ski was not like, you know, necessarily trying. He was really trying to separate himself and have his own career. Then X dies, and Ski, everything changes. Now Ski has to like carry on X's name. I mean, I don't think it's right to like say, oh, this person was gonna not be cool with this person or whatever. It's like when somebody dies, everybody they were ever cool with has the right to mourn them. And I just try to like really not be picky with how anybody wants to go about it because everybody does shit differently.
Yeah. Some people would definitely be looking for like the clout factor of just being like, man, I was so cool with blah, blah, blah. Yo, that's just
weird. Before we move on, the part that like made me feel the most weird or like, I don't know, uneasy was when Jay Green, like towards the end of the movie, was like, half of the people in here are fucking lying and they're clout chasing. I'm just like,
oh my God. Jay Green saw Peep when Peep like didn't know anybody, like when Peep was brand fucking new. So from Jay Green's perspective, he was like the first one who, to him, Peep should have stayed with him, Schema Posse, whatever.
Yeah.
So for him, everybody that he after Schema Posse was basically somebody who was sort of like vulturing onto it because Jay Green saw him originally. But at the end of the day, like, Peep was just a person who was just, to him, he didn't want to have like a strict loyalty to any one person. He just wanted to be out and just be cool with everybody.
Yeah.
He was a social butterfly.
But look, I was trying to say, speaking of GBC, I saw your boy again, MGK, in the comments calling out like Wiccaphase, Ned, and somebody else, and was like, thank Peep and Tracy for anything good that's ever happened in your career, like blah blah. Like,
why?
He said the comments on Instagram.
But why? Yeah. What were they saying about him?
Right. I don't know. I think Wiccaphase says, I didn't see the whole thing. Wiccaphase must have said something, or like, I don't know. I don't know what happened. I just saw MGK's reaction, and I was just like, whoa.
MGK, GBC beef, I'm super here. I would not have thought that he would even know who they were.
They were just saying, like, LOL and shit, though. He was, like, calling them 40 years old and all types of weird shit. Just like, nigga,
MGK
what?
Was telling them? Yes, bro. Isn't he probably, like, older than them?
That's what I was thinking.
That sounds... I'm super interested.
Yeah.
Whose side are you on?
MGK? MGK is my boy.
Yeah. You so pussy and scared of getting slapped by this nigga that you just
don't you want to be best friends with him so bad. Yo, you're like, yeah, he slapped my hand, but I respected it.
I did respect it a little bit. I still got that bump. I got to put some CBD cream on it, I think.
CBD.
I'm going to talk to you guys about what my Saturday was like. So basically, you know, me and Lennon, we went to the Santa Monica Stairs again, which is, what, am I not in on this? Does it say you're not pregnant?
Did you see what it said?
Yes, I did. But also, TikTok, she's a head turner.
Oh, hell no. Do not mention her name. You look like Kanye. so Saturday, we go to the Santa Monica Stairs. We do cardio, and then we went to the pier. We got some food, et cetera. Then we get back to the house. It is revealed that the baby's naked penis has leaked onto the internet. And I see it. I see the video. I hear the audio of him talking in the background. I just became convinced that this was actually a real thing. And I...
You got so excited.
I had that in my head where I really 100%, like a little kid on Christmas, believed that DaBaby was packing the biggest dick of all time.
Why does that make you excited like a kid on Christmas?
Because as a guy who talks about the news, if... Like, having a dick that big is basically like you're, like, handicapped. Because that was a scary cock, my friend.
Why do I agree to sit here and do this every week with this nigga?
It was scary. You've never seen anything like that before in your life. It's like eight of your dicks strapped together.
I want to know your take on fucking the game's dick print.
Wait, what? Yo.
I mean,
he clearly has a fucking fascination for this topic.
Listen, I'm a truther.
He ain't
know
the baby.
I believe that that video was real, even though I know it was not real. I believe that that's really the baby's dick.
I haven't seen it.
Are you all right?
He doesn't feel very comfortable.
This is gay.
What's wrong with gay?
What's wrong with gay?
Gay is good.
Like, why? Why are we talking about the baby's dick?
Why not? It's not a baby.
Speaking
dick.
Of dicks, bro.
It's the baby.
Speaking of dicks, I'm on fucking Pornhub about to jack off. And I scroll down and fucking Adam's hairy ass stroking out Lena the plug.
Glad
I haven't seen
that.
Fucking
you watched
front
the whole thing?
Page. No, why would I watch the whole thing?
You
like
that's
literally,
good.
Like
you
literally
don't watch
the
it,
first
good.
Video.
It's good to not watch
so
it.
Gross.
Bro, that was I'm talking about like dick in hand, like scrolling through Pornhub, like, oh yeah, let me find something.
I haven't
then
seen
you're
it.
Like,
was it good?
Why, you think my dick is that big? Like,
no,
you got tree stump.
Ew.
I haven't seen it, but I keep seeing people show up in my comments talking about it, you know?
It's the weirdest experience of... That was the weirdest experience of knowing you ever.
Yuri was like, do we all have to watch it?
What?
I thought that was like required. I'm like, no, I cannot ask my employees to watch my sex tape. I actually really don't want you to feel like you have to watch that.
Also, in case you didn't notice, which you probably didn't, you're banned from the group chat. The No Jumper team
House phone
chat.
Has been removed from the group chat for sending inappropriate content to the group chat. I'm going to issue, I think you need 2 weeks out of the group chat, and then maybe we can have a talk about coming back. Because this is a business. You just can't send inappropriate.
Well, I know the funniest, part?
Wait.
It's not just the homies.
He says something about dicks or something like that.
Listen, I think I can like allude to how big the baby's actually now not actually his dick, but I thought it was his dick. We can talk about
it. You're allowed to talk about it, apparently, but you can't send pictures of micro penises.
We can't.
Bro, it was a micro penis, like,
wait, want to know the funniest part? Is that I airdropped it to him.
Yeah.
On Friday night.
So you sexually harassed him.
Exactly.
No, he was sending me weird ass, like...
Not dicks, though.
Well, the dick was in, like, a shoe.
Oh, no, I didn't send him that,
that
one.
That one
was,
that on your
fucking
own?
Weird.
It was a dick inside of an Air Force One. That was
listen,
funny.
Like, if there is going to be like an uncensored No Jumper group chat where you can send a dick in a shoe, then I guess that's
I don't
cool.
Be
because
that.
Those are like funny.
I'm not sure I want to be on
it. It's like meme level where you could like almost post that on Instagram or Twitter or something. And, like,
I just,
make a meme.
Do you know, there's other employees who maybe like don't want to have to be
like
exposed.
Who, Corey?
I mean, I don't know. It's
who
just,
cares?
No, Laura.
Laura, I think, was a little bothered by it.
Laura's not paying attention.
Laura's
not even in the group chat.
That is a decision
Laura
for Laura
is in
to
the group chat.
Oh, I'm saying like she's not paying attention like that.
Oh.
Well,
at 2 a.m. when we're sending random memes.
She
still has to catch up on her messages.
You know that when you're sending stuff at 2 a.m., then you wake up in the morning at 10 a.m. and you can still see.
Yeah.
It doesn't disappear?
No.
Okay, all right, look. I apologize. I would take my lashings.
Whoa.
2 weeks.
Because I'm the No Jumper slave.
Whoa. I just want, come on. I just want one day when there's a conversation about this and be like, well, Adam did remove him from the group chat for 2 weeks. Like, he did take a stand.
I'm not gonna send anything like that again. I'm sorry.
Judge, you guys what, just if you're need watching your this, own, judge, like, just know.
You guys need your
I'm
own
not
like
mad.
Boy
I just think it's
again.
Very inappropriate. And the main issue is that it could be potentially hazardous to me in the sense of like if I could be seen as creating a hostile work environment for people that don't want to see micro penises.
I'm adding it to my files.
Okay, well, I'm gonna put it right next to the video of you attacking me while I was peeing at that one show.
I did.
Yeah, you tackled me while I was trying to take a piss.
I don't remember.
I didn't, like, fall down or anything. You didn't get pee on you. That would have been really funny.
That would have been so
Can disgusting. You refresh that window? Are we still live? It says zero watching. I just hope that's not true. I think zero is probably not a number of viewers that we want to have right now. 43 minutes and we haven't talked about anything except the baby's cock and fucking EDM.
We have zero people
watching. Zero people watching. That rules.
I mean, as long as it says that we're streaming, then.
Why don't you check the, like, the link? Anyways.
Fuck that number.
Anyway, yeah, fuck a number.
Fuck the number. I was trying to beat a case. So, yeah, the baby's dick.
Oh my God. I think we're off that topic now.
I thought we was already off that.
But you know what's really
Didn't
fucked up?
Didn't other dicks leak this week?
Yes.
What was that? No,
2,200.
What was the ASAP Rocky shit?
No, that's the thing. Yeah. I found the baby sex tape immediately. Not sex tape, but I saw the fake video of his penis. I saw the fake video of Logan Paul sucking a dick. And then...
Oh, that was real.
No, that was also fake. But then the ASAP Rocky one is real, but I haven't seen it yet.
I haven't seen it, but I just heard everyone talking about how weak it is.
Yeah, and then people throwing me on it, saying like, oh, don't pick on Rocky. I'm 22, got a weak stroke game too.
That's crazy. Why did they just throw you on?
But you know what the thing is that there's so many... Like, fucking when you're doing... A porn is so different than regular fucking because when you're fucking in real life, you get to just have sex however it feels good. And when you're fucking on camera, you have to do it how it looks good. So there's a lot of times where I was like thinking in my head, I'm like, my stroke game is not going to look appropriate as amazing as it is right now.
Thanks for the tips, porn star.
Does that
All
bother
I know
you?
Is ASAP Rocky, the girl that he fucked in that video is this girl.
Oh my God. Let me guess. You know. That's your home girl.
You know her?
She knows every girl.
What's her name?
I don't know her. Her Instagram is.
What is it? Is it MS something? Wait, I think she DM'd me.
What?
Yeah, look.
Let's go.
No, because look at what happened.
Wait, speaking of DM me, we got to talk about this later.
This actually, you're going to see me sort of like reprimanding her because I got frustrated in the conversation. Is it her?
Yes.
Shut up. That's her?
It's her. I'll show you the video right now if you want me to find it.
I don't want to see it right now. I'll watch it later. No, but do you know who this is?
No, but I
want
to look
it up. I've never talked to her, but she hit me up. She's on private right now, and she's just basically I mean, she does look pretty good from the little thumbnail thing, but she wrote, let me know when you're... She's like trying to talk to me on the phone. I'm like, I don't do the phone. She's like...
She trying to get interviewed?
I think... I don't know. I'm gonna text her again. Just figured out who you are. You already got the follow going?
Come on, stop playing.
Oh, this bitch, yeah, she does look pretty good. Damn, that butt is stupid big. What the fuck did she even do? You think it's real?
Are you joking? You gotta look at it.
So big, I can't tell.
What?
Can we pull it up? Oh, no, we can't pull it up.
The video came out of him hitting this? I gotta see this.
Yeah, I mean...
You already follow her.
She was just laying there...
And do you have to call it this? She's a woman.
No, she looks good. She's a giant ass. She looks pretty good. I'm not going to lie.
It's amazing.
It's amazing.
Honestly, 20 out of 10.
That's so funny because when she was DMing me, I should have been nicer. I should have been like, oh, yeah. Because she wanted to talk on the phone so there wouldn't be like evidence of whatever she said to me. Damn, it's so weird that people know that she was hitting me up now.
Wait, so what did she hit you up? Like,
she wouldn't tell me. I'm like, who
she's
are
like,
you?
Hey,
she's like, I was involved in one of the tapes that leaked this weekend.
And oh, she
was trying to get me to get on the phone with her. I'm like, nah, I ain't getting on the phone with you.
But like, listen, even if you would have talked to her on the phone, like you couldn't just record
the conversation
the combo from another phone.
Exactly. I can't just have a fucking person standing here filming me.
But then I guess at that point you could be like, oh, it wasn't me, or you could like lie.
That's not gonna work either. If we could tell it's your voice, we could tell it's your voice. I just want to know what's she gonna say. Is she mad that it's out? Do you think?
She probably put it up.
It's probably hyped.
And how do you know that it's her? You just saw immediately, like, oh, I know her from Instagram.
1.5 million followers, so it's probably a real account.
People would say that it was her. And
she hit me up and said something about a sex tape or whatever.
Man, just know.
I'm just talking about how he knew so directly that
it
was her.
I feel weird thinking about it. Imagine me and her sitting here on this podcast, and I'm just like, so what was it like in Dig Down by ASAP Rocky in that video?
Yeah, that's kind of weird.
What was it like when he put his penis inside you? What did you think?
Next subject.
Shout out to her, man. She's doing great things.
Massive shout out to her. She has a huge ass. I want to see her.
Wait, speaking of naked girls and DMs.
Oh, God.
I'm scrolling through my notifications the other day.
Oh, God.
And I see a follow from someone. I'm like, oh, who is this? She got 400,000 followers. I'm like, damn, who the fuck is this?
Who could it be?
I know where this is going.
And this is so happened to be Yuri's love interest.
Unibrowed lover. She's only got one brow and she's only got eyes for one guy.
And his name is Housefold.
And his name is Yuri.
His name is now Housefold. It used to be
It
Yuri.
Was Yuri.
What did you guys talk about?
So you just saw that she followed you. You got excited.
Of course, of course, I followed her back and then got in the DMs.
Disrespectful to Yuri.
Not
Can't
at
even
all.
Let him have anything to himself.
All I said was, I just wanted to say, you can do better.
You Shut can
do
up.
Better than
did
Yuri.
You really
she
say
hasn't
that?
Even met. Yes, he did. Oh, this is fucked.
My God. What?
9:56 in the morning yesterday. Were you tea?
Nah, I was woke up in the morning.
9:56 on a Sunday.
I promise you.
I promise you. You wake up at 5.
She responded with a teddy bear emoji and then a heart. Housewife's leg just touched me. That feels gay. And then he said, don't set expectations so low for yourself. You deserve someone way cooler / better looking who dresses better. Cough.
Oh my God.
She wrote, ha ha ha, you're an angel heart.
Wow, she really did not respond back in a flirty manner.
I know.
If I was Yuri, I would slap fire out your ass.
I think it seems like Yuri still got it. She wasn't taking the bait.
I want to know how Yuri's conversations with her are going.
I know.
Because
Yuri,
he literally talks
DMs?
To a girl like they're 12.
Have you talked to her since? Come here.
We know for a fact listen, if she goes for Yuri instead of you, then this that racist. Means that when you go black, you might go back. Well, I don't know. Maybe she's never been with a black guy.
Come here, Yuri. Come here.
She clearly wants in on the Russian invasion. Yuri. He doesn't want to come over here. He doesn't want to be on camera. He wants his relationship with Sophia to be held off
Why
camera.
Why you say her name?
With Sophia. What's her last name?
I don't know.
I forget. It's
one.
Patrahi or
yeah,
something.
That
some
one.
Indian ass shit.
Listen, she's loving every moment of this.
Just go to Harmonious Yuri's Instagram. Look at who he's following. Type in Sophia.
Listen, I wasn't trying to expose it that deep. I was just trying to you know.
The thing about
make a little joke.
Sophia and Yuri.
We literally pulled up her Instagram and fucking looked at it.
She fell in love with Yuri because she saw a video where Yuri was getting his head shaved by me and me drawing 6'9" tattoos on his face. So she knows that she's not necessarily getting
the
fucking Michael Jordan, you know.
I really hope she watches him take an IQ test because that was painful.
I hope she watches him take a dick in the ass.
Yuri.
He does that too.
Yuri had the best stream on Blasi's birthday.
That was a fun ass stream.
He just recorded the whole thing. Is that on your YouTube still?
I watched.
Bro, that shit was funny.
It's really funny.
You let him stream the party?
Stream the whole event.
Because he got
amazing.
Moments that like I wasn't able to see because I was like in a different part or whatever. Like there was like a woman fighting with another girl.
So you watched an entire live stream of the party so you could see another angle that you weren't yourself experiencing from the party?
Like,
that's a pretty cool idea.
There was like a...
Because it was part she wasn't even there.
I want everybody, my next birthday party, every single person wears a GoPro on their head. And that
I'll
way
do it.
I can make a TikTok from every single person's experience. Just whatever
kind of
the best
idea.
Conversation is at any given moment.
I'm honestly mad you didn't
moment.
Have a birthday party this year. I always looking forward to your
I didn't
depressed.
Even know it was your birthday.
Couldn't
so bad.
Do it. Nobody knew. I hit it.
You're like my only... You're my only like rich friend that like does the crazy... Crazy shit on their birthday, so I was looking. I look forward to your birthday, like it's my birthday.
I was depressed,
and like porn stars usually are around, and like you know, usually a good time. So
yeah, I wasn't.
He's probably
wasn't
recovering
what are you
from
about?
Last year.
I just didn't. I don't know.
You just been working too hard. What's going on, man?
I just needed a break mentally.
Whoa, this is the first time I ever seen you like yeah. at him like that.
That's crazy.
That was so weird.
Don't ever touch me again. wouldn't be fair to say I was depressed, but I definitely did not want to have a party. Didn't want to deal
moved.
With a bunch of people.
Yeah.
I just hate fucking socializing.
What did you do, though? Did you, like, go out to dinner? Like, did you fucking, I don't know.
Me and her, I think, went out to dinner and just
me
sort
and
of
had a
hung out with the kids. Nah, threesomes are working now. We fucked a girl the other day. This is regular. Damn
regular.
The job.
Fuck that.
Laura's laughing. You know, it's weird to think that we used to have threesomes like fits
for
of
fun.
Passion while we were fucking all fucked up on cocaine, and now we just do it as like a regular job
Why
thing.
Say it? Like
I mean, it was. That's how it was.
The passion.
Shout
fits
out
of
plug.
Passion.
The homie, his girl, still be doing that.
No, we still do it, but I mean, I could imagine us doing it, but it's also kind of like. I
was like, we could just wait and schedule in this other vagina for next Wednesday.
It's weird for us because we just feel weird about hooking up with like fan types now.
You can never do that anymore, bro.
No, that's weird.
I had to learn that too.
But it's kind of weird. It feels like a lot of people are fans. You know, even people that you might think aren't fans are still kind of fans. Yeah. You know, so it's like kind of awkward either way.
That's why you just don't fuck anybody, but you know.
But your girlfriend? Yeah. I'm totally fine with that now.
Now.
I think you two cannot do that.
You don't think I can do that?
No.
I think I probably done that all year, bro. Besides the fucking random hoes she brings around.
There you go.
Iggy Azalea and Playboi Carti break up for one day.
That was weird.
That was weird. What the fuck is wrong with her?
She knows the Carti stans are going to go crazy in her.
Well, whatever he did,
must have been really bad.
Yeah, she probably got so fucking annoyed. She's like, I mean, it's like not that crazy. When people have done it before, like get really fucking pissed off, post, I'm single now. Yeah. Like, what's
when you have a relationship like theirs, you know that there's all kinds of shit going on behind the scenes. They fight, they're doing great, they fight again, they break up for a week, they get back together, whatever. Me and Lena, could you imagine if every single time we got in a fight, I went on my story and was like, I'm single. We'd look crazy. We'd look like nuts. But in reality, if you're in a relationship, you have rocky times, you know, you're not cool with each other for a day, you don't say anything publicly, then you work it out, and everybody at home doesn't know that you had like an awkward day or two. You know, it's like, that's how you do it. What did he do that caused her to say, nope, this is it, I'm wilding out?
Maybe it's like an accumulation of things, and now she just is over the edge.
Maybe she saw those pants they wore around a lot and she was like, those are too tight, we're broken up.
And what if she is just pregnant and just being hormonal, reacting crazy?
She's not pregnant. They're saying no.
They said she was 6 months pregnant.
Where the fuck did that come from?
Who just makes shit like that up, bro?
Did pregnancies even take 6 months?
Is it kind of crazy that I always like forget they're dating?
Ignorance gay.
Oh god.
No, because they're so not, they don't do anything publicly.
I forget all the time until I see like these articles.
You've never seen them like in a club together. You've never seen them stand
of them, actually.
I don't like, there's weird,
well listen, there's also
paparazzi shots, but
listen, if you like, Carti is also one of those figures where it's like, yeah, if you follow him on Instagram or something, you're not gonna get any info from him. You have to follow all his weird fan accounts and like shit like that, so you're not necessarily gonna see anything from him, and probably not from her either. So unless you're super tuned into the Carti community, then you'll see the pictures of them.
They should do Love and Hip Hop.
I don't think he would.
She could break it open for the Caucasians.
What do you mean? There's Caucasian women. Been Caucasian women on
there. Is there?
Are you joking?
Because I was talking about this yesterday. I'm not familiar with any.
Well, you also haven't seen any seasons except for this one.
You want us to be Love and Hip Hop fans so fucking bad.
Yeah, why won't you guys watch this with me?
It's just something
What days does it come on? Monday?
I don't know. I paid $2 to watch it last night.
How do I watch it? What streaming
service? Let's all watch it together.
Oh, I'm already caught up on the two episodes.
Let's watch it together every week.
I don't even know. I think I found it through Hulu or some shit. I forget.
I have Hulu.
I will only watch it if we make it a thing where we all meet up on Mondays or whatever day it comes on and watch it together.
I had to spend $20 so that I could watch the whole season on Amazon Prime.
Okay.
But I'm okay with that.
I will give
you $20.
Okay, I guess.
But it is specifically...
Do you really think it's that good? Like, you think our audience will care about that?
I would like...
It's like a book club review.
I just like the idea of our audience being able to, like, watch something with us, especially it being something that probably so many of them don't watch, but it's like, our fans know who a lot of these rappers are, but they might not know that Love and Hip Hop is...
Are you
going
to give everyone $20 to watch it?
No.
That sucks.
I gave someone $1,000 and they spent it on crack.
They spent it on... he was like a fentanyl.
Beating their wife.
That's... Horrible.
I spent $1,000 beating my wife. Just a whole bunch of different golf clubs that I used to smash her head in.
Stop.
What? No, I was talking as if I was him.
Why some nigga with a shirt off just DM me and said, what you doing?
What the fuck? Are you going to let him is the question.
I really don't understand. Okay. Anyway.
Can you guys believe that it's fucking Christmas in 2 days?
I can't believe that it's 2020 already, bro.
I'm ready for 2020.
Bro, I remember 2010.
Or should we talk about
and it's
this
2020.
On the,
that's crazy.
We talk about this on the New Year's Eve podcast.
Oh, yeah. We should
now
wait.
We're filming in 10 minutes.
We should save it.
No, yeah. Oh, you guys want to reflect on it? Yeah, because we have, you know, that's what we're doing for this next episode that we're going to be dropping on New Year's Day, is that we're going to be reviewing the best moments from each year of the entire
2000s.
Damn. For the decade? All right.
Lou allegedly has assembled a list for us to use. Yeah.
All right. Oh, allegedly. Shit.
Well, yeah. I'm going to have my own personals because, like, yeah.
You know, well, you haven't had any time to prepare, so it's not like
I'm going
to
freestyle.
It's going to be off the dome.
Yeah, off the dome, yeah. I'm a very off the dome type person.
I'm off the dome. Haven't got head in 2 weeks.
You haven't got head in 2 weeks?
No, I'm just getting head all the time, but could you imagine?
Yuri could imagine.
Yuri.
Yuri, when's the last time you got your dick sucked?
He said he got bed head.
Wait, that's funny.
What no, because last night we were listening to a rapper, he said, give me head in the bed, call it bed head. And I was just high as fuck, and I'm like, bro, I thought that was a funny lyric. And then, like, I looked at my tweet where I said last night, a rapper just said, give me head in my bed, call it bed head. And I was like, man, that looks so stupid. Like, why did I think that was funny? That's, like, the lamest, like, 15-year-old Lil Wayne punchline.
I know, but that's why it's fire.
It's not as fire as I thought it was.
I'm not as fire as I thought I was. I'm better than that.
I've been doing, like, I'm pretty sure that X interview was, like, 4 years ago or something. Like, I was thinking about that. Man, that makes me feel old.
Bro, was it really just 4 years ago?
I think it's longer than
that. Whole time period is just crazy. Like,
I mean, and also when I was watching the Everybody's Everything documentary, I was watching all the, like, warehouse show type
parties.
What happened to that?
I'm just,
that,
like,
shit felt like it was, like, the other day.
God, it's just so crazy that that scene and vibe is just gone now. And is it because we're older?
Maybe.
Or is it just all
over? Listen, how do you think I feel? I was sitting in the movie theater with Ned, one of my best friends, watching this movie about our friend life, and watching these moments of us in a warehouse at this random loft in a fucking movie theater on Sunset at a sold out movie theater full of, like, random people who we're not in this shared
you're
this
watching group. A documentary about something that happened, like, a couple years ago.
That wasn't that long ago. Like,
that's,
you feel
such
me?
A weird feeling.
Bro,
dude.
It was so, like, and, like, we're drunk in the movie theater, and it's like, I would think that I'm going to see a whole bunch of people that we know, like, in the theater. It was, like, me and him and maybe, like, Cortex.
You think about that, like, what happened to all the people that you used to go to shows with?
Yeah, just, like, all the random
like they're all normal people just, now,
like,
and shit.
Living job, like, you know, working regular jobs and, like, whatever. I don't know. So or some of them are still trying to do the music shit or, like, whatever.
The weirdest part about it to me is that I was, like, 31 geeked as fuck about going to, like, underground rap shows, like, in warehouses and stuff, because BMX, I had no, like, nobody thought I was 31. Like, nobody, I think, like, thought I was that old, but, like, I was just going to these shows because I had never been, like, friends with rappers before, so it was all, like, brand new to me.
Yeah.
Wait, how old are you now?
36.
Damn, yeah. So I thought you were, like, 28 when I met you or some shit.
I think probably a lot of people did, but, yeah, I definitely. That's but
crazy,
still,
though.
People find out I'm 36, they're like, holy shit, you look young as fuck. I'm like, I feel look old as fuck, so, all right, thank you.
I feel like, I don't know, I feel like I've just known you a long ass time now, and it's just like, damn, like, all that shit seemed like it was not that long ago, but
it really
kind of
was.
It's just crazy, because for me, it's like, I've had to kind of, like, you know, like, there's this time period where you're just friends with all these young ass cool rappers that just happen to be blowing up, and that was kind of, like, the basis of No Jumper, and then I've had to, like, figure out how to, like, keep this thing going for years. It's been a very
But not even just keeping it going, but just growing it to a point to where you probably couldn't even imagine at first.
I have, like, new stuff that I'm really excited about for the new year that we're definitely gonna be doing. But I mean, it's just, like, a weird feeling to think, like, even if you just keep doing the exact same thing for 4 or 5 years, is that enough to keep, like, your audience really interested in what you have going on? Hopefully, but it's like, if you never change anything, at some point, don't people get sick of it?
Yeah,
I mean, you switch it up. No Jumper, the basis is interviewing people, so you're interviewing different people.
Yeah,
that's,
you know,
facts,
what I mean.
Huh.
But at some point, like, I don't know, it's just, it's kind of like,
what about Breakfast Club?
There's a lot of other people who do rap interviews. Why would they choose No Jumper over some other platform?
Because they come here for the
cool,
real raw talk.
This is the fucking.
I'm just saying, you kind
this
of
is where you ask
as
if
a
you,
content
you get
creator,
asked if you get your ass licked.
Yeah. This is true. But you're kind of constantly having to, like, reconfirm to the audience why you're somebody that they would want to listen to. You know? But we just interviewed LA Choppa, so I'm feeling pretty good right now.
Oh, is that?
I really like that Shutta Flow, I don't know what number, featuring Blueface.
96.
Number 93.
The last song on the EP?
I don't
fucking
know.
The video's been out for a minute.
Yeah, the Cole Bennett one.
I'm thinking, get disrespectful.
Oh, I just want to say Blueface is one of my favorite rappers.
You do.
I don't know. I just really love his music. I think it's so fun.
You saw Blueface is throwing money on Skid Row? Mm.
That was kind of crazy.
I seen House Phone grabbing some.
He was the one that climbed onto the car.
Now, that was crazy in, like, a bad way. That was almost, like, demeaning everyone.
It was like you're not at a strip club. Like, I see the, you know, what you're trying to do, but, like, it was kind of like.
If you're going to do something, set up something organized, go out there and actually help people in the rain and the cold. Like, don't fucking go demean them and, like,
make them just pick up money from the ground
and scatter like roaches to go fucking pick up some
dollars. It's funny that when Bill Gates decides that he wants to give away his riches, that he, like, creates malaria nets and, like, goes to Africa and, like, saves saves little kids and stuff. And when Blueface wants to give away money, he goes to Skid Row and just throws money off a van.
On top of a car.
Yeah, like at some point, as like a hip-hop community, people are probably going to have to maybe get more organized with their philanthropy. Because philanthropy is like incredibly important and popular in hip-hop. But at a certain point, it's kind of like, well, what's the best way if you're going to give $10,000? What are the best ways to give
it? How much? You think he's throwing ones, 20s?
Well, they were saying that he threw out 50,000.
That's insane.
But that's still insane and not in a good way. Like,
yeah.
Like you're just causing a ruckus at that point, and people are probably fighting over it and just slipping and hurting themselves in the rain.
And if you give a random homeless person $1,000, guess what? There's a really good chance that they're going to fucking get robbed for it, overdose. It's like...
like all types of crazy shit.
Yeah. Imagine you giving $50,000 to like a shelter downtown.
That would have been beautiful.
Yeah, that's why like when you know, give homeless people money, it's always, you just don't know where that's going to go. So I find it better to just give them a water bottle or buy them food. Or
as soon as the video popped up, I was like, I know exactly where he's standing.
I actually, sometimes I'll give homeless people like methamphetamines or crack because I know that they're addicted to it and they actually need it to get by. So I'll just give them it.
Remember that one time you picked up that homeless chick and you gave her a ride?
Oh, what?
Gave her a ride
to your house.
Yeah.
No.
You don't remember?
Homeless chick?
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
When we used to be downtown at the old store, you gave that one homeless chick a ride.
Oh, wait, did he really?
Yeah.
You were kidding?
I was kidding.
I don't know what that was talking
about. I'm completely joking.
No, but you know what there is? There's an old BMX vlog where we're hanging out at the skate park and there's a random ass chick and I just make out with her at the skate park. What? But she...
then you find out she's homeless.
And then we basically realize that she's a homeless prostitute that I just made out with. But I didn't realize... I thought she looked high when I kissed her.
Why did you just grab a random girl and make out with her?
Bro, this is back in the day. I don't know.
Wait, how much did you pay?
I didn't pay anything. But this is
did she give her consent for you to do this?
Yes, this is like partially her idea. But the only... this is the thing is that... so this is how low level of a prostitute that this woman was, is that she took my friend's phone. She said to my friend, like, hey, my phone got stolen. Can I borrow your phone? So he's like, all right. Yeah, he thinks she's just going to make a phone call or whatever. He looks at it. She's texting dudes, telling these dudes to meet up with her at the motel around the corner. So literally, she's selling pussy off someone else's phone. She's borrowed a phone to sell some pussy real quick.
How did she remember the number, wrote the number down, and was like, oh, this is this one trick.
Listen, I don't know. Maybe she got a little pad she writes them down on or
that's
what.
That's insane.
There's an old BMX vlog where this happens, and it's just when
and
I think
of it. And you made out with her.
And I made out with her. Well, before she went to the motel, but who knows what she was doing that morning.
Oh, she probably sucked 50 dicks by then.
She ain't fucking brushing her teeth. That's for damn sure.
Damn. So you got some random homeless dick on your throat.
Yeah, when I think of background, it's probably one of the most foul things I ever did. Yeah.
What's the most foul thing you ever did, Kim? You don't get that foul. I feel like
she
foul.
She puke out of a garbage can.
I did.
She was hungry.
No, I didn't.
Okay.
No,
what's
I didn't.
What's the foulest thing you ever done? Let's get real unhinged here.
She
Let's
copped
go.
This towel from NoJumper.com.
I can no. You go first, and
that's
then
not
I'll
foul.
Say
you want
me
to
go first? I could think of something that was really gross, but I didn't do it on purpose.
Yeah, it's a lot of shit I probably didn't do on purpose. Like, I don't know. I've definitely, I threw up in this girl's mouth while we were making out one time.
Ew.
I've eaten some girl's ass, like, after some sweaty warehouse show or some shit.
Yeah, I did that, but I was always too fucked up on Xanax to even realize that it was gross.
I'm trying to think, like, what's really
grosser?
Some crazy shit?
I don't know. Maybe it's only, I think it's grosser because it's happened to me. Should I say it?
Yeah, let it rip.
I was at Coachella, and I had to use a stupid-ass porta potty, and I...
what, you pooped
went in not number one, but I went number two.
You just in the porta potty, your ass cheeks touched the.
Oh, you sat down on it?
No, I didn't sit down on it. I like put a lot, or I like might have, you know.
Yeah, like.
But you didn't like get shit on your ass. Because that to me would be great.
Wait, you did?
No, it went down and it plopped, and then it like water it plopped back up
at
my
water.
Butt.
It's just water. Though.
It was so. It's not just water. It's poop. Pee water.
Yeah, no, that's the worst feeling when you take a shit and you feel the fucking water like splash up and
it
hit
was
your
like
butt.
It was the grossest
but
thing
in a porta potty,
life.
Think about what is bouncing up there, yeah.
Oh, man.
Oh, my God.
Probably got some STDs
from
that.
If I were you, I would have kept that story myself. That's foul shit right there.
I don't know. I'm trying to think. I probably have something.
I thought we're getting unhinged. Fuck you, prostitute maker-outer.
Yeah.
No, you're right, yeah.
Oh no.
She probably had leftover PCP in her mouth.
Yes, exactly. No, but there's no like liability on you. Like you didn't make the decision. Like I guess it's
that's
gross.
That's why I was like, you're good. It was just so gross.
You could just wipe his hand sanitizer on the napkin.
I like want to go home after that. I was like, I'm leaving.
I mean, I ate this random girl's ass on the roof at my old apartment front of some of my friends, like they were hooking up too, and then like I just tasted shit on her ass and I had to go like,
how much shit was it?
I had to like swipe my tongue against the side of her ass. To try to get rid of the shit that I was tasting on my tongue.
I don't think I've ever tasted shit, so I don't even. Bro, I can't even imagine. Up until what that it moment, like.
I feel like I probably hadn't tasted shit either. And then,
Okay, this is bad.
I don't know. I don't really remember.
This is your tongue. How much shit was?
I don't. Just like a little ding, I think. Because
like a little dingleberry.
You know what's funny is that the reason why
was it moist or was it like dry shit?
I don't. I have no idea. I feel like it was dark. I probably wouldn't have done it if it wasn't dark.
Were you fucked up or something?
I mean, I was drinking, yeah.
I just feel like if you're going to get your ass ate, like you kind of should at least run to the bathroom and like wipe.
But to be fair, I couldn't even be mad at her. Like, oh, you nasty bitch. Because number one, the reason why this happened is because we were all drinking and she actually said, I've never had my ass eaten before. I'm like, oh,
I got you.
We should do it tonight. Blah, blah, blah. All of a sudden, we're drunk on the roof a couple hours later. Seems like a good time to do it. But she even said right before I did it, she's like, I took a shit earlier. So she warned me. But here I am thinking she's going to know how to wipe her ass.
Clearly
she
not.
She probably did, but it just a little leftover.
A little dingleberry.
It didn't fully work out, apparently.
Was it like a little dingleberry or was it like a little, like, oh, I got full fudge on my tongue?
I think it was probably like...
Like how deep on your tongue was it?
No, it wasn't. There's not a goblet. It's not a fucking, goblet. It's not a marble.
Did
worth.
You get a culture after?
It was a dot from the poop. No. She'd be asking me if I got pink eye. No, I mean, I'm just saying, like, realistically, you're not going to get a cold sore from...
I feel like you have to get something
listen,
from
you
doing
can eat
that.
A whole gallon of diarrhea. Yeah, you're not going to get a cold sore.
You ever seen Two Girls, One Cup? Come on.
That was fake.
Chocolate sherbet, whatever.
Chocolate sherbet.
Laura's covering her face like, what the fuck?
You're going to get kicked out of the group chat again.
Damn, that really kicked me out. That's
It's funny. Yeah, you probably didn't even notice, but I got the notification, like, Adam has removed Monte Lil House Phone from the group chat, and then he was like, just to let you guys know.
I felt like I had to do something symbolic. I'm sorry.
It was very,
you have a
symbolic.
Lot of pictures of penises on your phone, and you just think it's normal to share them, but we have some employees who don't want to see that kind of thing.
I'm sorry.
Do you have, a folder of, meme dicks?
No, it's not even a folder. I just
dicks
have,
I'd like to suck in the future.
Yo, y'all niggas are violating the fuck out of me, first of all.
You're talking about me getting poop on my tongue.
But you talked about it.
I'm not even that embarrassed. It is what it is.
Huh. I'm trying to think. I know I have one that went up y'all, but I don't really know.
You definitely do. I wish I could think. I feel like I probably know some.
I don't know. Just like, I used to hang out with random porn stars that were like hotbox like meth and heroin in their rooms and shit. So like that. That's I don't know. What else is
now I'm thinking about a girl that you're sort of referring to, and I'm like, oh, damn.
I'm trying to
There's got to be a story about
That's what
her.
I'm saying. Like, I got some crazy story, but I don't know. I don't know. It's not, I have too many that it can't even come to mind.
I got worse ones, but, I mean, the poop on my tongue seemed like it really kind of did it. That's you guys cool. want to take a little intermission? Because we have to film our final episode for the year now.
Are we good on, our amazing topics?
We could maybe even talk. Nah, fuck all those topics. We already did an hour. We got to save our energy for this New
down.
Year's
I'll
edition.
I'm food.
You
yeah, I'm
gonna
super
get
hungry.
Food. You want to eat before we film the next
yes.
episode?
Or like get it. On
you guys
the
should
way.
Go to Jesse Boy.
That's exactly what I want.
All right, fuck it. It's across the street.
Cool. Hey guys, thank you for tuning in. That was episode 22.
Three. We'll be back with 24, and trust me, it's gonna be a great year with the No Jumper Show.
Amazing.
Episode 52. I don't know what we're gonna do, but it should be something dope. We should go on vacation and do it somewhere because the years, or the weeks in the year.
Oh, I didn't know that. Okay.
You didn't know me.
I don't do
that.
Oh, I thought you were going to be like, we should do something crazy on episode 22 for Adam 22.
Do you know, how many days are in a year?
365.
All right. Well, so you got that. How many states in the United States?
50.
He's not dumb.
Dickhead. What the fuck?
Well, you don't think it's kind of weird to not know how many weeks in the year?
I'll be honest, I didn't know it was
52.
Really?
I just didn't think about it, honestly.
I also want everyone to watch Yuri's stream with the IQ test. It really bothers me.
Do you guys know how many months in the year have 31 days?
I don't know. Like 4?
I don't know. I didn't know.
How many months have 29 days?
None.
Trick question.
All of them. But that's not true. February has 28 days. That's not 29.
Whatever. I meant 28.
Yeah, 28. But don't you think that's kind of like, oh, I got the question wrong because I thought that you were referencing the full total number and not like...
don't think outside the box.
How many fingers does Adam have? Three? Technically true. Adam does have three fingers, but he has an additional seven.
Does he?
Whatever. Fuck everybody. No Jumper Show, episode number whatever. Why does it say we only have 978 now? Oh. I swear to God, I don't trust this counter. Shout out to everybody. Like, comment, subscribe. Lil House Phone on Spotify, Apple Music, hey, and Tidal.
Wait. New project coming in the beginning of the year. Big Phone. We're dropping soon. Let's go.
Just like that. Rolling Loud, No Jumper collabs at nojumper.com. Appreciate y'all.